In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, we're at the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The theme is mercy. And I think this is very significant. And I'll try to explain why. The solution to human rebellion is mercy. It's so divine, but it's so beyond us, but it's important. So we're going to talk about mercy and then look at the text, as we usually have a discuss the theme, okay? We're now, where this is in the scriptures is... Exodus 32 and following. It's the golden calf. And so Moses is receiving the law, and down at the foot of the mountain, under Aaron's, the priest's wonderful guidance, they make a golden calf and worship it. Now that is explicitly called in the text adultery. And adultery is used other times to describe the infidelity of the people to the Lord. Then Moses says, finally, Lord, he goes back up to the top of the hill of the mountain, Moses goes back and intercedes. If it please you to forgive this sin of theirs, please. But if not, then blot me out from the book that you have written. See, Moses is a type of the Lord. I am so identified with my people that if you're going to blot them out, you have to blot me out too. And he's a type of Jesus on the cross. And so... there's a Rashi, who is an early medieval Jewish commentator living in France, is commenting on all of this. And so this is the way Rashi puts it, you see. He's echoing a long tradition, Rashi, that God instructed them this way and said this prayer, so that others will know how to intercede and call upon him when they pray for the people. Now this is Rashi. The time has arrived when you shall see of my glory so much as I will allow you to see according as I wish. And therefore, I find it necessary to teach you a set form of prayer. Just now, when Moses interceded for the people, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to whom you promised the land and so forth, you know. It's a beautiful, in the Gregorian chant, Precatus est Moises, in conspectu Domini. The Lord prayed in the sight of the Lord, Memento Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to whom you promised a land flowing with milk and honey and so forth. Et repentus est Domini. Okay. Pray for mercy on Israel's behalf. You besought me to remember the merits of the patriarchs. And you thought that if the merits of the patriarchs are exhausted, there is no more hope. I will therefore cause all the attributes of my goodness to pass before you on the rock while you are placed in the cave, to teach you the formula that when praying for mercy, even though the merits of the patriarchs should be exhausted. This is Rashi that's, you know, interpreting what the Lord is saying. So the Lord instructs Moses to ascend the mountain and to cut two stones of tablets, that I might write on them the commandments which were on the former tablets which you broke. The tablets were cut. And then Adonai came down in a cloud and took his stand with him there. And Adonai passed before his face, and he, Adonai, calls out, Adonai, Adonai, compassionate and gracious God. You see, Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum Vachanun, Erek Apayim, Rab Chesed Ve'emet. This is the prayer that I want you to say. When all, you know, when you people have gotten so bad that even the merits of the fathers, of the patriarchs, is not enough to atone, this is the prayer I want you to say. And so, the text says, you see, that Adonai passed, and Adonai called out this prayer. This is, I'm going to say this prayer so you'll understand how to pray when nothing else will work, because you've exhausted my mercy. You're that bad. But I have one more for you. And when you do this one, you see, then I'm telling you, even though that I, when the merits of the patriarch should be exhausted, you still have this to say. Adonai, Adonai, compassionate and gracious, son. And so that's the words that he's using here now, you see. El Rachum Vachanun, translated compassionate. See, El Rachum, Rachum comes from the word Rechem, which means womb, you know, coming from his interior. Erek Apayim, a long suffering. How do they translate that? Yeah, long suffering. And great in Chesed. Chesed is enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. God never breaks the covenant. And so, in Chesed and faithfulness, that's the Chesed, and so forth. And so, not declaring the guilty guiltless, visiting the sins of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third generation and the fourth. And so, this is the prayer you say, and I will always hear you. See, and Adonai came down in the cloud and stood there with them and said, now, B'Shem Adonai, in the name of Yahweh, and then, V'Ya'avor Adonai, Adonai then passed before them. I just had that for you here. Passed before his face and called out. If you call on me in this prayer, Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum Vachanun, Erek Apayim, Varav Hesed, you see, I'll always hear you. That's why the encyclical, you see, Dives in Misericordia, starts Rav Hesed, you see, rich in Hesed. Mercy. Why mercy? Because God, to be this good to us, this enthusiasm for his commitment to the covenant, is mercy. We don't deserve it. He didn't have to do it in the first place. He's God. But when he did do it, we disobeyed him. We still do. And so this is the, you see, not declaring the guilty guiltless, visiting the sins of the fathers on the sins of the children to the third and fourth generation. The Targum, this is an Aramaic translation. Some of your older people may remember when we had Latin at the Mass. And so the Gospel would be read out in Latin and then translated into English. Well, they did that. The Gospel was read out in Hebrew, but most of the people didn't know Hebrew, they knew Aramaic. And so this is the translation. When the glory of the Shekinah of the Lord passed, Moses prayed and said, O Lord, O Lord, and now it's Moses saying this, not as in the text. I felt maybe they felt that was too shocking that God would be praying like that. So, gracious and merciful God, patient, far removed from anger, and nigh of mercy and bounteous to do grace and truth, keeping grace and goodness upon thousands of generations, forgiving and pardoning debts, because that's the word, and passing by rebellion and procuring forgiveness for sins. By no means leaving sins go on unpunished. On the day of the great judgment, he will remember the sins of the wicked fathers on the sons and on the sons and so forth. So this is a popular translation. And you can see it's pretty far from the original text. That often happens. That's why it's good that we have to read the whole text at Mass and not just somebody's version of what the text says. Anyway, so, mercy. And I just gave you what the people were hearing, probably, on our Lord's day in the synagogue was this. The text was read in Hebrew and then translated into Aramaic by the Meturgaman over in the corner. Okay. Now, mercy. Peter asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus says, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of God may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. And you know the story now. He began, a debtor was brought to him who owed him a huge amount. That's the way they translate it nowadays, because calculating what it meant then and what it means now, well, every 2 or 3 years, the rate of exchange is different. So they just gave up putting down the number. It's the national debt. Since he had no way of paying it, the master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Talk about chutzpah. He owes him the national debt. How's he going to pay it back? Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave the loan, as this translation has it. When that servant left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. Again, since we don't know the rate of exchange, you know, he owed him maybe $10,000, maybe $5,000. And he owed him millions, national debt. He falling to his knees, his fellow servant said, be patient with me and I'll pay you back. But he refused the very thing that the master had done for him. And so, the patient with me and I'll pay you back. When his fellow servants saw that, they told the master. And the master said, you know, you're a wicked servant. And you never forgave your fellow servant for a fraction of what I forgave you. And so now his master handed him over to the torturers so he should pay back the whole debt. In other words, his family, his cousins, his uncles, everybody has to raise up as much money as they can to get him out of jail. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each one of you forgives his brother from his heart. If you want to be forgiven, it's just good business. Pray till you forgive from your heart. The Lord says, I forgive you from my heart. Mercy. We have to learn mercy and practice mercy. Amen.